You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This feature is brought to you by the Standard Bank Group. The team at Standard Bank has announced a landmark partnership with the African Development Bank, the development finance institution on the African continent, a 5.4 billion rand deal aimed at supporting small and medium-sized enterprises, specifically in South Africa. We're going to be taking a look at this particular announcement in a bit more detail with the head of client experience, insights and adoption at Standard Bank South Africa's Business and Commercial Banking Division, Felicia Singh. She joins me on the line now to see what we make of these developments. Felicia, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Now, the understanding from what has been announced around this 5.4 billion rand deal is that potentially for the first time since the introduction of this type of instrument by the South African Reserve Bank, a FLAC instrument is going to be used to support small businesses. What is a FLAC instrument and how does it relate to small businesses?
Thanks, Jimmy. So FLAC stands for Financial Loss Absorbing Capacity, but actually let me just get into explaining the deal in simple terms. So the deal between Standard Bank and African Development Bank is actually a two-part deal. The first part of it is that 5.4 billion facility that you've just mentioned, which is a FLAC instrument. And in simple terms, a FLAC instrument is a type of debt security that in this particular instance, we've listed it as a social bond on the JSE. So these type of instruments, the reason why it becomes important for us is because it helps us to build a more resilient banking system. It helps us to ensure that we can withstand and absorb losses should we need to. And that then allows us to continue focusing our current lending activities on ensuring that we deploy capital into the SME market, that we can confidently grow our SME lending book, and we can take the risk of lending to SMEs. It gives our investors and our clients confidence that we're able to do that. The second part of the deal that I'd just like to highlight is actually the technical assistance part. And I get really excited about talking about the technical assistance because this is valued at $1 million. And it is going to be targeted at women-led SMEs. And I'm very confident that the deployment of that grant is going to have direct and tangible benefits for women businesses.
Felicia, let's look at that technical assistance grant in a bit more detail. What sort of assistance does this then provide for those women-led businesses? We are firmly in Women's Month, just a couple of days away from Women's Day. And I think it's quite an interesting proposition to then put forward to women-led businesses. What sort of assistance are we talking about here?
No, absolutely. So the assistance that we're talking about are targeted interventions that we will use the technical assistance grant to fund. Maybe I just want to touch on why it's so important that we're targeting this towards women entrepreneurs or women-led businesses. We really feel that women represent a very vulnerable segment of the SME market. And it's, you know, it's because they've been historically disadvantaged because of that traditional role that women play in society. So they, you know, women have not had the access to the education and opportunities that our male counterparts have had. And because of that, you know, they might have additional challenges in actually setting up and running successful businesses. So we're looking at addressing those challenges. So let me speak about three interventions that we're working on that will be funded by the Technical Assistance Grant. The first of these initiatives is enterprise development programs. So we've got two programs, the Saudi Development Program and our Women in Business Boot Camps. And both these programs are really amazing because the participants will have access to experts across different domains of the business where they need to master certain skills. So in practical terms, if I need to understand how do I develop a marketing strategy, how do I manage the financials of my business, how do I manage people, you know, how do I understand labor laws? So all of those critical skills that a business owner would need in order to run their business, the women-led SMEs that are participants of these programs are going to get the access to those skills development interventions. The second initiative is access to our Simply Blue Card machines, but at a much more affordable price point because we're going to be using the technical assistance grant to discount the devices. And that is going to be used to help women-led SMEs that need to digitize their cash flow. So these are businesses that might primarily be dealing in cash, and this is going to help them to actually accept card payments and move that cash flow digitally so that they can it can then be recognized on their account. And then the third initiative is access to our BizFlex loan product. Our BizFlex loan product is a very popular product for us because it has very flexible repayment terms. So what we're going to do with the technical assistance grant is to significantly reduce the costs of that loan to make it more affordable for women-led SMEs to access finance through that loan, and they can use the funds from that loan to grow their business. So those are the three interventions, and yeah, we're very confident that it's going to have really great benefits for women-led SMEs.
Felicia, before I let you go, I want to take a look at the broader impact that this particular initiative alongside the FLAC instrument would be aimed at having on the entrepreneurial and SME space of South Africa and the African continent. We know that small businesses are the lifeblood of creating jobs and keeping the economy going, especially in difficult times. What more can be done or should be done to support small businesses, especially if businesses are finding it that financing and access to financing continues to be their biggest hurdle?
Yeah. So, Jimmy, I think to answer that, let me start by just, you know, explaining, I think, what it comes down to. What are banks actually looking for when they consider whether or not to lend to an SME? And I'm really going to just strip it down to the bare bones here. So I think one is affordability. We're looking to see, you know, is this business profitable? Can it afford the repayments on the loan? And two would be creditworthiness. So, you know, the business might be able to afford the loan. They have funds to repay the loan. But the question is really, you know, can they be relied on to repay the loan? Do they have a good repayment history, etc.? So I think what's really important is to make sure that as an SME, you understand what the bank is looking for, that they're looking for these two things. And as a bank, it's important for us to make sure that we're guiding our SME clients on how they can show improved profitability and creditworthiness. So a practical example would be proving affordability is ensuring that you're building your cash flow history. That is important. So, you know, an SME can do that in two ways. They can consolidate their cash flow if they're multi-banked into one account, or they can digitize their cash flow, as I mentioned in one of the initiatives earlier. And that's going to help the bank to actually see the turnover come through the account. And it's going to help us to be able to score them for lending to make it so much simpler and easier for them to get access to those funds. So that's practical things that, you know, a business can look at in order to make sure that they're able to get access to funds from the bank.
Supporting small businesses and ensuring that there is adequate financial and structural support for these businesses to continue to grow. The team at Standard Bank announcing a 5.4 billion rand deal with African Development Bank to support small businesses in South Africa. This feature was brought to you by the Standard Bank Group.
Look, being able to say my partner and I have traveled to 52 countries in 5 years is a great conversation starter. But that's not why I'm a client of Standard Bank Private. It's for moments like these. Babe, will you marry me?
Yes!
It's not what you do that matters, but who you do it for. Get up to 50% back in Ucount Rewards Points on domestic and international flights. Search Ucount Travel Mall to find out more. Standard Bank. It can be. Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.